Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the necessity of government. Abul Bakhtari, a transmitter of hadith, narrates the following. He says, a man entered the mosque and said, there is no rule save Allah's. La hukma illa lillah. It's the first verse of the Holy Quran. Then another man repeated what this person was saying. He said, there is no rule save Allah's. La hukma illa lillah. This person reiterated what this person said. When Imam Ali alayhi salam heard what these people were saying, he said the following, there is no rule save Allah's. Allah's promise is indeed true. And do not let yourself be upset by those who have no conviction. This is the continuation of the verse, La hukma illa lillah, inna wa'da Allahi haq, wa la yastakhifannaka alladheena la yuqinoon. Then the Imam said, you do not know what these men are saying. Meaning these people are saying something, but you do not understand what their intention is. In effect, they are saying, the Imam says, in effect, they are saying, there should not be any government. There should be anarchy. People should be allowed to do what they want. Nobody should be over us and governing us. We should be allowed to do what we do, whatever we want to do. Then the Imam said, O people, you are not set straight without a ruler, be he pious or wicked. The people replied, we understand about the pious, but what about the wicked? How can it be that the wicked could set us straight? How could they rectify our affairs? He said, under whom the believer toils and the wicked thrives. And Allah decrees the final outcome. Your roads become safe. Your markets operate. Your booty is collected. Your enemy is fought. And your weak is protected from the powerful among you. Meaning these, even the wicked, the ruler, he does these things. He gets these things. He gets these affairs done. It's possible that he may be wicked. But under him, these important tasks are accomplished. And without him, none of these things could occur. If there was nobody, not even a wicked ruler above us, right, there would be utter chaos in society. Nobody would be safe. Markets wouldn't operate, right? The enemy would be allowed to attack, and the country would be undefended from the attacks of the external enemy. Right, so it's necessary for there to be a government, and anarchy, pure and utter anarchy, is something under which a country cannot survive. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the necessity of government and the impossibility of utter anarchy in society. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin.
وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد